off to a great start. I mean, the season, Jay, is flying by mid-June already. You're kind of winding down a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah, we sure are. I mean, we've been going hard since about May 3rd. I think we've had 1 weekend off, and this is our second weekend since. And then we do a Kearney League on Tuesdays. So, yeah, we've been going hard. I can't even tell you our record off the top of my head. But, we've improved, and this last tournament was a lot of fun and kind of showed what we're made of. So,
I think you're talking about that district tournament. I think out of the 16 teams, you finished, what, sixth place? That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, we came in sixth. The two teams that beat us got first and third. Good select teams. Both of them were from Hastings. But we played right with the team that won it. We played right with them. We had some errors in one inning, and, you know, we're right there. If we can just limit the errors and just stay positive, we'll be right there. State's going to be tough that we qualified for, but I think we'll go there and put a good showing together.
And I think that's coming up in 2 weeks. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. Is that right?
Yeah, June 27th through the 29th, we'll be in Hastings for that. So,
how about some other tournaments? Been around the state? Have you been out of state for any tournaments?
We did not this year. Unfortunately, we usually like to go to Hayes, but they have some different dates for birth dates, so it kind of took out a couple girls for us. But we've been to York and Kearney and Holdridge and here and then districts, so we've been going, and yeah, unfortunately, we haven't even had a home game yet because we've just been busy traveling, so...
I was wondering if you're going to have you had a chance to play like any league games in between, like the weekdays away from the tournaments?
Every Tuesday we've played in a Kearney League. Mm-hmm. So it's two games with, there's nine teams in that league. So there's like Cozad, Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, like Greeley. So that's what we've been doing on Tuesdays. And then we're hoping to get a couple doubleheaders in the next couple weeks. And I'm going to try to get something in this week here in McCook if I can get a team to come up. So
besides the games, you're going to try to get any tournament this weekend as you get ready for the state tournament coming up now?
There's two of them available. I just got girls that got stuff going on. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to take this weekend off again, and we'll probably do a good practice on Saturday morning, and I'm going to try to get a game. I'm going to call a couple teams tomorrow, see if I can get a game on Friday up here. I just want our girls to play here so we can get some McCook people just to come watch us. So, from all the support we got from, you know, donors and just people that are willing to help our team fund all of our tournaments, I'd like to get a game here so that we can show them what we've improved on, and and just show them what we're made of.
Are they going to have a 10 and under division for the Firecracker Classic here?
They are not. It's 12U and up, but we're going to jump up and play in the 12U since we'll go to 12U next year. So we're going to play in the tournament here. It might be difficult for us, but we figured might as well start now, and then we'll just get practicing this fall on the distance change and the ball size. So that's our plan, and we'll end up the season here in McCook at the Firecracker.
Pretty much the same bunch of kids, or did you have some kids, some different names, I guess, on the roster this year?
Same team. We just lost two. So we lost two, and we just stuck with the 10 that we have, and that's what we've went with all year. So it's been great. Everybody showed up, every weekend. So, we're a committed group, and, yeah, they've been a lot of fun to work with. So, and I got to commend my assistant coaches, Carly Peters and Jesse Schmiel. They've been there with me working in and out and getting everything done. So,
and no question, a year later, a year older, you've noticed the difference. These girls are a lot better than that first year at 10 and under, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they the amount they've grown, it's crazy, and they're stronger, and they understand the game more. I mean, we still have our mess-ups, but, I mean, yeah, it's amazing how year to year you can see the changes in development that they're going through. So,
well, I'm sure that Class C state tournament in 2 weeks will not be easy. There'll be that field of teams will be a tough one, won't it?
It's loaded. They're trying to get 40 teams, and I think I don't know if they got quite to 40, probably 36. We're competing with the big schools, all the select teams in Hastings, Kearney, Bennington, Gretna, Lincoln. it's stacked, but it just worked out for us to, you know, being able to qualify for it. We had the option to go to Class D state in July, and we just said, hey, we qualified for C, so let's go do it and see how we come out.